L means Elohim, 1 equals 1, sum, 11.1. The song in Alam came out in 1983. 19 equals 10 or 1, 83 adds to 11, the whole string reads, 1.11 or 11.1, you decide. This was the single from the album and the number one track, or track number one from their 11th album. Again we see 111, Yes wrote and sang owner of A Lonely Heart, video and lyrics at bottom of page, ultimately to state do not deceive your heart a fine message to which we would like to add. Greater than do receive your heart. We are all owners of a lonely heart. We each on our solo journey, while we have each other and are living inside us partner to share the experience with. If you have not recognized this yet, you are not yet taking a deep enough interest into yourself and why you are here or rather your purpose. Be the most selfish you can be. The key is to take an unrelenting interest into knowing yourself and why you are here and what makes you tick. To be interested in yourself more than any other thing. It is okay as you will find out later that doing this instantly helps people around you. Walk with me on this day. I did my usual tasks of business and pleasure but also spent a couple hours in voice chat with about 10 seekers of various location and station. Everyone wanted answers and the grilling was hot and heavy but respectful. Validation was demanded and sometimes satisfied. Everyone maintained decorum and high attention for about 90 plus minutes. Following is auto writing I did while participating in the debates. A day at debates. Neurolinguistics. Unbeknownst to you, is used against you by every institution including its schools and media, even your spouses and friends use it against you. You even use it against others without realizing it in most cases. Most people even use neurolinguistics, inadvertently, against their own desires to improve. Within their own thinking. Study of linguistic sciences and history are very beneficial to the newly initiated and leads to the study of orthographic linguistics, the systematic study of written and spoken language, to better understand how language works, can set you free and allow the best life you ever dreamed to unfold in front of your eyes, when learned and applied, now know to you if you want it. What else do we own besides our bodies and ability to connect with language? An entheogenic follower speaks. Greater than John, well known in VCs as an entheogenic wizard, says rulers of religions are deceiving humans to make slaves out of us. In 1960s entheogens were activated into humans. 1970s Vietnam War and protests caused anti-entheogen laws to keep PPL from meeting God. Greater than all laws made by men are to keep PPL enslaved and away from their God/true nature. Greater than the human being is the current day Christ/God, born spiritually blind and to unlearn the dark persuasions and undo it. Greater than Holy Communion is terrifying unless following laws of goodness and fairness. Judgment must be lost and forgiveness, compassion, non-killing. Greater than Vincent from NY, says his new entheogen name is St. John. Anointed anointment in a mushroom? John and his gang from above are saying they are getting anointed by their plants and having direct contact with God. His words, not mine. Let us start in the old books for anointment. The Bible contains a literal reference to a prophet's anointing when the Lord commanded Elijah to anoint Elisha as the prophet to succeed him, 1 Kings 19:16. It also includes metaphorical references to anointing to indicate that prophets were empowered and protected by the Spirit of the Lord to perform their calling, 1 Chronicles 16:22, Psalm 105:15. Jesus Christ reveals himself as our anointed king, priest, and prophet. Messiah, which literally means anointed one, is derived from the Hebrew word for anointed. Christ, gr. Christos, means the anointed one. Christos is the original word is Christos meaning of anointed or where the anointment originates from. Are the entheogens associated or renamed Christos? It appears they are linked or the same. Is this God? Probably a stepping stone in self-realization. But to claim victory to having met and now knowing God, is a hazard in our opinion, when we checked our own mushroom and violence-free hearts on the matter. Is Christos/entheogen doing COVID? Are the entheogen/Christos responsible for COVID-19? For everything/lots of things? Is the covering of the identity of the T worthy what is happening? This anointment in the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Greater than this anointing is not expressed in an outward ceremony but through sharing in the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is the one being shared inside all heart-beating life forms. Greater than dash in some misguided groups this being is found in the entheogenic molecules. These same people believe they have found a shortcut to self-realization by ingesting entheogenic plants. Native Americans and other indigenous peoples throughout locations in history have found plants high in entheogens and through the use of these plants have claimed nirvana now. Although they indeed are getting a shortcut, the overall journey will proceed but take longer. The molecules they have identified are of the mind consciousness and they, many PPL, have identified this mind consciousness as God, not possible as the one true creator is not understandable or definable. They have identified an identifiable part of the wonderful mystery of our existence. It is a piece of the puzzle of consciousness. For the shortcutters it can only become a matter of math and balance. If you dig a hole 2,000 feet deep, it takes 2,000 feet worth of dirt to replace it in the same amount of effort and time. Entheogenic use provides a map for completely lost people to stop killing. The main energy of life, life forms and our environment called Earth, is life. Taking these plants wakes up murderers to their acts. Some believe, they have found a shortcut to God, the unnameable one. What or who is Christ or Christos? Jesus Christ should be spelled Iosus of Christ. Literally it is saying, Ios of Christos. He was the world's most recognized leader of Christos and how to connect and utilize it for self-realization. Jesus and many others during his time were the top magi of the time and all held the title of Christ or Christos. The very first Caesar was holding the title of High Priest of Christos and was known to be as selfless as Iosus. It may have been him, the first Caesar. Christ is an energetic system and the format of natural life on earth. It is also a reservoir of all knowledge needed to realize your true nature. Christ is the invisible and unmeasurable or unviewable or undefinable dash life force energy impetus driving force. Jesus of Christ was a prophet, many prophets exhibited Christos consciousness. Christ consciousness is shared within every human. It is a tiny particle of the one true creator. All humans have this particle. It is the impetus for all moving parts of your life. Christos is inside all people, all the time. It can be recognized all the time and any time. Whether moving or still. While talking or listening. While busy or idle. This can be made to be real for you by changing one's behavior to match goodness and do no harm and regard all lives as your own humanistic behavior. And with contemplation. And with acts of kindness and selflessness. WHO goes there? Prophet? Waiting in the K. If someone has a prophetic experience, is it them as God having it or is it emanating from within to them? The KQ is the be all end all for the new initiate into self-realization. To achieve nirvana now, while you are alive and before it is too late for you. Yes, you must achieve nirvana now while you are alive to avoid being returned to death rebirth world. We see the Q as a syntax errors. As in assign e tax yours. The Q is actually the 16th letter as the J was installed to mock our spaces, where we can contemplate. The most important and used word for the Q is quest as the root, making it morphologically carry many meanings, flavorings and seasonings, but the quest is ultimately what the Q is about. Quest carries its own meaning. K plus S to T, the S stands for sensual nature. The T stands for true nature. Mission impossible, my. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, enter the K of coming and going sensual nature S world and find your destination destiny true nature T world. Unlock it and enter eternity and all the treasures of heaven and the one true creator. The Q is a power button. An ovum being penetrated to achieve a new life. A production of better and better. Just like everyday life here on the surface. Sire face. Don't be a dope, learn English again. A real speller knows English makes sense. The learning of grapheme-phoneme correspondences, studying these conventions within the context of morphology is a necessary condition for making sense of how grapheme-phoneme correspondences work. Philology, love of learning, love of words or discourse is not the only way to know your purpose, become fully self-realized and recognizing your impetus, but in today's fast-paced and busy world, it is the fastest and surefire way to cut through the red tape, and pronto, get on with living the best life possible. The fun way versus the hard way. Learning is fun. Becoming empowered is more fun. Evolving is the most fun. Stagnation is the opposite and is the hard and painful and unresolved way. Free will allows you, the awesome creator you are, to choose either. If you choose the fun way, while continuing your journey of self-realization, you will be unimpeded by confusion over how to read, write and hear English words, no more being misdirected and redirected. Use the language to claim full power over your relationships and self-control. Achieve any desired goal that includes helping people. Sounds hard and boring. Greater than tedious indeed, at first, becoming easier and more rewarding every day. Absolute freedom, peace and fearlessness are the goals. Knowing every lie ever told to you will be overturned, more than makes the pain worth it. All books lead to a cube, C-U-B-E. Six sides, 8 points and a hidden seven. That is the life of a dice and a cube, cube. Dear friend, go easy. There's no end to the publishing of books, and constant study wears you out so you're no good for anything else. The last and final word is this. Recognize you are living with the one true creator as the impetus and reservoir of all knowledge and treasure and mystery. You are a partnership. Respect and humble your life in front of this newly recognized partnership. Know with all your heart that behaving in a non-judgmental manner, doing no harm to life forms with hearts, and striving to regard all lives as your own. That these actions will cause a union between you and your partner, the one true creator. Each moment you lean this way, think this way and act this way, it will cause a greater union and understanding of yourself and your partnership with the impetus of your life, the one true creator. A mystery, a mastery and my story, at once. No DMT needed. No drugs or mushrooms or DMT are needed to meet your entheogens with this practice. No secret genes or rituals needed. No religion will help with this action. The entheogenic quality of the human being is a middle management area of your existence to facilitate your physical connections to mind consciousness. It is possible to hyperactivate your body's entheogens through ingestion of plants high in entheogens. All things in their timing. This causes a fast-forward effect where what you will see will appear to be the be-all and all. Using logic, we can see there is no be-all and all to our physical and mental understanding as it would literally vaporize us on the spot. If you know the turtle and hare fable, you know how this turns out. Our one true creator lives equally inside each human being and all creatures inside their hearts. We humans are the most exalted on earth and we do have domain over all creatures on earth. We have free will to turn inward or outward or to save or destroy. It is a giant challenge for awesome beings, us. From Bible Ecclesiastes 12. The words of the wise prod us to live well. They're like nails hammered home, holding life together. They are given by God, the one shepherd. Honor and enjoy your Creator while you're still young. Before the years take their toll and your vigor wanes. Before your vision dims and the world blurs. And the winter years keep you close to the fire. 3 to 5 in old age, your body no longer serves you so well. Muscles slacken, grip weakens, joints stiffen. The shades are pulled down on the world. You can't come and go at will. Things grind to a halt. The hum of the household fades away. You are wakened now by birdsong. Hikes to the mountains are a thing of the past. Even a stroll down the road has its terrors. Your hair turns apple blossom white. Adorning a fragile and impotent matchstick body. Yes, you're well on your way to eternal rest. While your friends make plans for your funeral. 6 to 7 life, lovely while it lasts, is soon over. Life as we know it, precious and beautiful, ends. The body is put back in the same ground it came from. The spirit returns to God, who first breathed it. 8. It's all smoke, nothing but smoke. The quester says that everything's smoke. Dash. Move yourself, you always live your life never thinking of the future. Prove yourself, you are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose, or see yourself, you are the steps you take, you and you. And that's the only way. Shake, shake yourself, your every move you make. So the story goes, owner of a lonely heart, owner of a lonely heart, much better than a owner of a broken heart, owner of a lonely heart. Say, you don't want a chance it, you've been hurt so before. Watch it now, the eagle in the sky, how he dance in one and only you. Lose yourself, no, not for pity's sake, there's no real reason to be lonely. Be yourself, give your free will a chance, you've got to want to succeed. Owner of a lonely heart, owner of a lonely heart, much better than a owner of a broken heart, owner of a lonely heart, owner of a lonely heart. After my own decision they confused me, so my love said never question your will at all. In the end you've got to go, look before you leap, and don't you hesitate at all. No, no, owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart, owner of a lonely heart, owner of a lonely heart, much better than a owner of a broken heart, owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Sooner or later each conclusion will decide the lonely heart. It will excite, it will delight, it will give a better start. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart, don't deceive your free will at all, don't deceive your free will at all, don't deceive your free will at all, just receive it. Owner of a lonely heart.